Okay, Rabotai, just one halakha on the laws of Shabbat that we've been studying. The question really today is a question that has great applicability, specifically for those that are building homes. Of course, a person hires a contractor to build a home for him. Contractors, let's assume, is a goy. So the shayla really is over here, is it permissible to allow the goy contractor and his workers to work on Shabbat? Because we're not telling him to work on Shabbat. The assumption is he's on his own. He wants to finish the job. Well, Maran in Resh Mem Dalid discusses a case, and he says like this. Lefichach haposek imayne Yehudi libnot lo hatzero o kotlo. He hires a goy in order to build his wall, his hatzer, his courtyard, or liksor lo tzadehu, or to cut his field. Imayta melacha b'medina. If the melacha was in the vicinity of the city with his people, or betok atchoma within the confines of the city, asur lo laniham na'asur lo melacha b'shabbat. It is forbidden to leave them to working on Shabbat. The haroim she'enam yodaim shepasak. What does Maran mean by that? Maran is really saying that, really, if a person, let's say, hired a contractor with kablanut. Kablanut means, I'm paying him for the job. Get the job done. Do it when you want. You're getting the same amount of money. It's a set price. Seemingly, it should be okay. But Maran's opinion is that since some people build homes, not be kablanut, some people build homes, you hire the guy by the day, you bring day workers to go do specific jobs. So since you're hiring day workers, so therefore people are not going to know that this is specifically kablanut. They're going to think you hire day workers to come and work on Shabbat. So you have a marit ayin issue. You're worried what the people are going to say, the neighbors and so on and so on. Look at this guy, he has workers, he's paying them to work on Shabbat. He hired them to work on Shabbat. That's why Maran is osir. So Maran again is also said, even if you did it be kablanut, which should be okay, we're concerned that the people are going to misinterpret that you did it by skiryum, by paying for the day. So the she'ela is, what about in our parts, in our country, where the large majority of people, when they build their homes, they build it be kablanut. They build it with contracting, which means it's a price and it gets paid to do it. So most people are not going to make a mistake into thinking that it's chiryum, especially when you have a sign, you know, right on the premises that tells you the contractors. Everybody knows you hired a contractor. So would that make a difference? In truth, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a teshuvah in Igrot Moshe Or HaHaim Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Bet. And he wants to say that from the law, since everybody does kablanut today, we're not worried about a marit ayin, and if we wanted to be matir. And he says, "Umeharu ba'aretzot haberit nahuk shebechol makom haderech lebnot bekablanut." However, he says, "Ela shekatav shebedor parutz kemo biyamenu en latir beshofi ela bemkom peseda." But Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hador, came along and said, there's certain things that are permissible, but you have to take into consideration the generation that you're giving this etir. Unfortunately, our generation already has trouble in the inyan of Shemirat Shabbat. Unfortunately, Shemirat Shabbat is not something that is stable like it was in the olden days. And therefore, Rav Moshe is concerned that if you can allow such things in such a generation that already is considered dor parutz, it can only lead to things that will be really asur min adin. And therefore, he says, unless it's a overriding loss or circumstances, a person obviously got a heter from a great rabbi, otherwise, as Moshe Feinstein says, even though it's legally permissible, one should refrain from doing such a thing. Now, it should be noted that there's another point that one should be concerned about as well, is especially in our neighborhoods, a person has Jewish neighbors. A person has to be considerate. A person has a neighbor, he's Shomer Shabbat, he's having lunch and so on and so forth. and the Shabbat is ruined because he has their banging and, you know, deliveries and so on and so forth. And therefore, you know, from Inyan of Hilchot Shekhenim, from this being a Shekhen Tov, one has to take that into consideration, even if it's halakhically permissible. Number one, Rav Moshe was not really matir in Dor Parutz. And secondly, one has to be concerned of the factor of the neighbors. And also, you have to take into consideration as well, is that, you know, the next guy who's, and that's what I think Rav Moshe means. Also, the next guy's gonna see it, and he'll take it to another level. You know, he'll hire workers to come on Shabbat. He doesn't, you know, people don't know the difference today between all these, halachot. Right? Pinhasi, in his Sefer Vedaber Dabar, he writes it in his conclusion like this. Bimdinot sharigilut sham libnot rak bekablanut, hagam shlifi adin yesh lahakel, mikol makom lechetahila yesh lehimanam milatit lekablan binyan goy, libnot bayit avur Yisrael beshabbat. Again, even though legally it should be permissible, that's the way Rav Avadya Yosef also has in Yabi Omer Chelek Het or Ahayim Siman Chaf Het, but still, he says one should refrain. Vegamim yichtov b'chozen, even if he writes clearly in the contract with the contractor, she'eno me'unyan she'avdu b'shabbat, I don't want you to work on Shabbat, yesh la'achmir. Still, he is mahmir. U'machutz la'ir, ha'mekel yesh lo amas she'yismok. Okay, if it's outside the confines of the city where there's no Jews and stuff like that, okay, so maybe there's leniency. So lema'aseh, one should refrain from building on Shabbat, which means he has to tell his contractors, do not come on Shabbat. It should be, if a person has an overriding circumstance and wants to get a hitin from a certain rabbi, Gadol, that's another story, because technically there is room to be lenient. But again, the rule that we're saying over here is there should be Mahmid. It should be noted that was some very big Kiddush Hashem that took place many years ago, and exactly the year that when the Reichman family, Hashem Yishmerim V'Chayim, when they were building in Battery Park, in Manhattan, which was obviously a multi-million dollar project, a billion dollar project. Everybody was very, very exposed, open. Everybody knows Manhattan, so on and so forth. And they made a Kiddush Hashem. They had their workers, the contractor, not work on Shabbat and Yamim Tovim. And you see, Baruch Hashem, as a result of the Shemirat Shabbat, there's Beracha. And therefore, a person has to take into consideration these factors as well.